The name is pretty descriptive. Rock Forest is a locality near Bathurst in central west New South Wales, where a collection of imposing round boulders perch atop the hills and almost seem to grow from the landscape. These giants of geology often capture the attention of visitors who stop to take photos. And they also got local resident Nicole Hansel wondering.
Hi, I'm Nicole Hansel. I live in Rock Forest. It's beautiful here with an amazing view. We live on a farm and raise goats. I'd really love to know about the amazing rocks that are on Williamson's Road. It's an amazing rock formation and there's a lot of giant boulders balancing on top of one another.
Curious Central West. You ask the questions and the ABC investigates.
Hi, I'm Melanie Pierce for Curious Central West and I headed out to Rock Forest to meet Nicole and took with me one of the region's top rock experts.
Now, Nicole, I brought with me today to see if we can answer your question, Professor Warren Somerville, who's well known in this area for his knowledge of the ecology and the geology of the area and his mineral discoveries in the Central West. Hi, Warren.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks. Now, we've come to Rock Forest. You've been here before.
Oh, yes, many times. When I was a child, a teenager, I used to travel all through the Central West chasing things for my collection.
He then began a detailed explanation of how the giant rounded boulders of Rock Forest came to be. It's an ancient story that started when Australia's coastline was a round broken hill.
You've probably heard of plate tectonics, and that's where the surface of the earth is covered by a number of discrete plates. And these plates are moving around all the time. Well, what was happening at about 500 million years ago is the Pacific plate way out there collided with the Australian plate. The Pacific plate went underneath the Australian plate and two things happened. The Australian plate started to lift up because the other plate going underneath. And the second most interesting thing that happened was that as the Pacific plate went under, the top surface of it heated up and melted, and molten material came through the Australian plate and created volcanic islands. And as the islands grew, coral reefs grew around them, and as the islands grew more and more, they connected, and as the plate kept on lifting, the sediments from the mainland and from the islands filled in that gap, and eventually it filled right up with sediment, so no ocean there anymore.
Professor Somerville explained that this process repeated several times until the coastline moved further and further east towards where it is today, and there was more and more land covering the descending Pacific plate. But this posed a problem.
The descending plate was heating up and melting, and the melting material was rising, and suddenly it found there was too much material above it to go all the way up and form a volcano. So the melted material stopped at the base of the crust, the thin crust on the top, and built up huge bubbles of a material called granite. Now, the granite as it rose lifted everything above it. So what happened here was a series of granite plutons, masses of granite, rose up here. There's five that are now called the Bathurst granite. They rose up. They lifted all of this previous sedimentary rocks way up in the air. So if you came here about 400 million years ago, there would have been a mountain range.
Really?
Maybe about 3,000 metres above our head. So the old sedimentary rocks were lifted up in the air. They were cracked. They were cooked from the heat from the granite. They're being lifted up and cracked, exposed to wind, rain. They started to weather.
The whole area of this Bathurst granite was weathered or worn away. But Professor Somerville said that Rock Forest was a special spot.
The granite here was covered by more of these cooked up sedimentary rocks. So it took a lot longer for the rocks to weather away to expose the granite. So they were protected for a lot longer, possibly another 50, even 100 million years.
It was like they were sort of capped.
Yes, they were capped. And that's why they were left behind and they are up in the air. And they also show this unique feature of being at the beginnings of the erosion cycle of granite. When granite cools, it contracts a bit and cracks. And the water seeps down into those cracks, it starts to rot it.
But why did the boulders of Rock Forest get their rounded shape?
It's the way it rots. A little faster up high, a little slower part way down the crack. So they automatically form a somewhat rounded surface. If you took a photograph of any one of these rocks and sent it to a geologist in Sweden or Japan or anywhere else, he'd say, that's a granitic tor, the name given to these rounded granitic rocks. They are so distinctive.
And it wasn't just Nicole who was curious about Rock Forest. Her parents joined us to have a look around and meet Professor Somerville. Her father, Warren Smith, had his own question.
I would like to know how many millions of years is it going to take to erode these large boulders?
Depends on climate now, and then we've got to get into another field, environmental science.
The nearest 100 million years.
Oh, 50 million years would be round figures, would be close enough.
So did our answer satisfy questioner Nicole?
Yes, it does, absolutely. I've also learned a lot of information about the other rocks that are in the area on our farm as well.
And do you think you might share some of that knowledge when people come, tourists come, or your family and friends visit?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, there's a lot of information there. Hopefully I can remember some of it.
If you want to see the towering tours of Rock Forest, head to abc.net.au/Central West. It's there you can also ask your question of curious Central West. Hope you can join me next week. We'll be answering the question you voted for. Why do most New South Wales towns still enforce reverse angle parking?